doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Keeping you country company, Dakota Country, KOKK Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Not much on the scoreboard this morning, just a handful, as South Dakota high schools have the weekend off yesterday and today to make way for All-State Chorus and Orchestra, which is going on in Sioux Falls, started yesterday. The grand concert is tonight. Well, we do have All Nations football had their semifinals yesterday in Class A. Winnebago, Nebraska defeated Little Wound 34-20. And Pine Ridge pulled away in the second half, defeated Mapia Luta 46-22. In Class B, Lower Brule shut out Crazy Horse 66-0. White River defeated Omaha Nation, Nebraska 36-0. So the championships are set for next Friday. That will be in Vermilion at the Dakota Dome. Class A, Winnebago, Nebraska plays Pine Ridge. Class B, Lower Brule plays White River. Some college basketball last night. A couple of women's scores. Dakota Wesleyan defeated Oklahoma Wesleyan 74-60. And Mount Marty thumped Faith Baptist of Iowa 90-39. Leah Williams, former Woolsey Westington Warbird, played 10 minutes for Mount Marty at 16 points, hitting 3 of 6 threes. Men's score, Mount Marty defeated Mayville State 84-77. We did have Timberwolves basketball on the air last night. Timberwolves came from behind and defeated Denver 119-116. Wolves finished the game on a 10-0 run. Anthony Edwards, 29 points. Julius Randle, 23. Rudy Gobert, 17 points and 14 rebounds. So a look at the schedule. As I said, nothing local or even statewide for high schools on the schedule, but we're getting into a postseason now for volleyball starting next week. Region 2B on Monday, James Valley Christians at Arlington, Oldham Ramona Rutlands at Iroquois Lake Preston. Region 3B, Flandreau Indian Schools at Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Region 6B, Sunshine Bible is at Tiaspe Topa. Those Class A and Class B regions will continue on Tuesday and Thursday. For Huron and AA, they play out the regular season next week. Huron will close out their home schedule Tuesday. Just a reminder, they host O'Gorman Tuesday, but it will be at the middle school due to the election being held at the arena. So at the middle school, 6:40 pre-match, 7 o'clock start on Tiger. State High School football playoffs have the semifinal round next Friday. In Class 9A, Woolsey Westington, the 4 seed, they're 9-1, will visit top seed, undefeated Wall, 10-0 next Friday. Working on getting everything together so we can bring you the play-by-play from Wall next Friday. Will be a 6 o'clock central kickoff, so 5:30 pregame next Friday here on KOKK. The other side of the bracket in 9A, 3 seed Warner is at number 2 seed Howard. Both teams undefeated, 10-0. That's the only matchup in the semifinals of a pair of undefeated teams. The rest of the semifinals, 9AA, 5 seed Freeman, Marion, Freeman Academy, 8-2 is at top seed Parkston, 10-0. 3 seed Elkton Lake Benton, 9-1 is at number 2 seed Hamlin, 10-0. I believe those are matchups again that also occurred in the regular season. In Class 9B, 8 seed Canastota, 7-3 is at number 5 seed Sully Buttes, 9-1. Number 3 seed Del Rapids St. Mary, 9-1, is at 2nd seed Fulton, 8-2. 11-man divisions, 11 AAA, 4 seed Sioux Falls Jefferson, 7-3, is at top seed Brandon Valley, 10-0. 3 seed Harrisburg, 8-2, is at number 2 seed Sioux Falls Lincoln, 9-1. 11AA, 4 seed Pier, 6-4, is at top seed Yankton, 8-2. Number 3 seed Brookings is out number 2 seed Watertown, both teams 8-2. 11A, 4 seed West Central, 7-3 is at top seed undefeated Sioux Falls Christian, 10-0. 3 seed Lennox is at number 2 seed Del Rapids, both teams are at 8-2. And in Class 11B, 4-seed Elk Point Jefferson, 8-2, is at top seed Sioux Valley, 10-0. And St. Thomas More, they do have an 8-2 record, but at number 11, that is the lowest seed remaining in any division. St. Thomas More, number 11, is at number 2 seed Winner, 10-0. Those are the brackets for next Friday for the state football playoff semifinals. A few notes to pass along. Huron Hockey Association is hosting their annual Try Hockey for Free event today, 1 till 3 at Bergman. Event is designed to provide kids ages 4 to 9 the opportunity to try hockey in a fun and safe environment with a trained coaching staff, no experience necessary. There will be plenty of assistance on hand to assure your child has the best experience, and participants will receive a free hockey jersey. Register by clicking on the Come Skate With Us link on the website here on allstars.org, or for more information, look at the Huron All-Stars Facebook page. I know we're just starting the postseason for volleyball, but the Junior Olympic season is looming around the corner as well. Huron Area Volleyball Club will hold 2025 JO season tryouts on Sunday, November 24th, 3 weeks from tomorrow. That'll be at the Huron High School gym. Ages 15 through 18 at 1:30, 12 to 14 at 3. Parents meeting for all age groups at 4. Then ages 10 and 11, 5:15 till 6 o'clock. Local players must register before tryouts in order to take it in. $10 fee is due at the time of the tryouts. Any questions, email Huron V-Ball Club at Outlook.com. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll hear from Joey Mitchell, Nordby Center for Recreation, on what's on tap here as we're into the month of November. We'll talk to Josh Lean, head volleyball coach for the Huron Tigers. Huron Tigers, two matches next week, and then on to the SODAC 16. Right now, it appears they are locked in at the number 14 seed. We'll be on the road on the following Thursday for the SODAC, but hard to tell right now who the opponent will be, probably one of three teams. And we'll also talk with Drew Strand, head football coach of the Huron Tigers, and talk about their season ending on Thursday night with the loss in the quarterfinal round of the playoffs at Watertown. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show, which will start at about 8 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. It's our monthly update from the Nordby Center for Recreation. We're joined by Executive Director Joey Mitchell as getting to the month of November here coming up. And Joey, before we talk about the activities, you're really starting to get busy there with a lot of different things. There's been a lot of updates to the building in more than one spot, the way it sounds.
No, you're exactly right, Jeff. It is getting busier around here. The weather cooling off, people are coming inside more. But yes, we're excited about our updates. We started a racquetball court remodel. It was a while ago, but it's pretty much on its finishing stages. The lower level is finished, so now we have a multi-purpose room, which we're able to host birthday parties, little meetings, gatherings, just different things. The birthday parties especially have been being used in this room and with outlets and different things. It's played nice with having a new addition to actually kind of fit those needs. Also then, on the other half of that remodel is the upper half. And with that, it's going to be a new fitness, strength, little conditioning, cardio area, kind of a new aerobics area, I guess. But that has to just get the flooring installed, and then that also will be completed. So we're excited about both of those. And with that, you know, we have to order some new equipment and get those filled up, but we have that stuff partially on the way. So excited about some new things being added, the new additions. Just excited about everything really coming up this winter.
And as we said right at the beginning there, getting colder, more indoor activity, and especially with the youth now, I think is starting to get where you're going to have a big couple-month run here for youth basketball.
Yes, you're exactly right. Youth, and with the middle school seasons playing basketball, you know, halfway till Christmas and then splitting it after January, we've tried to tailor some programs involving those 7th and 8th grade boys. So we have basketball camp right now. We're offering it from pre-K. Pre-K through 4th grade is one of our camps, and we have a camp from 5th grade through 8th grade. And those are for both boys and girls. Again, we're tailoring towards that split in the season a little bit. And then with that also, we are offering a fall 3-on-3 league. And that actually will start this coming Sunday. And it'll be just showing up, and we'll switch you up, the staff here will, and you'll just play 3-on-3, and we'll split up teams, split up who you're playing, how you're playing, add little rules, game scenarios, just little different fun things, allowing kids to work on their individual skills while still playing in a game setting. And that'll be on Sundays. And then just looking forward, we have our winter 5-on-5 league, which will also be on Sundays, but that will start in January.
You know, we talked a lot about basketball, but there's also other activities of our kids. And well, bottom line is, we just want to keep the kids, no matter what the age, busy.
No, you're exactly right. There's tons of things going on. We play host to the Huron swim team also, so they're in here after school practicing for 2 hours every day after school. We have swimming lessons on Saturdays. There'll be a new registration for those coming out in January. So, yes, the place is always busy. There is a basketball tournament we have scheduled for the end of November from fourth grade through eighth grade. If you have a team and want to play, it's local. So that's an option, too. But, again, as you mentioned, it's pretty much always busy, and as the weather changes and gets colder, it gets busier.
You know, and from the adult side of thing, kind of the same thing, kind of gravitating indoors. I know you're always busy with pickleball, but I imagine now with the colder weather, those courts are getting even busier.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We have four courts on our west side of the gym and home courts there. Four courts are marked off from north to south. And, yes, I mean, over lunch break now from 12 to 1:30, even 2 o'clock, you know, there's 10 to 12 14 players here easily now, pretty much every day, Monday through Friday. There's open play on Friday evenings after 5:30. There's groups that come and play on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. There's groups that come and play on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, mid-mornings. So there's different times. Just stop out or give us a call and we can help you out or direct you in the right direction.
And, of course, just the regular, I know you have the spin classes, aerobics, all that, too. There's something high impact, low impact, something that's going to work for any body type in any physical condition.
No, you're exactly right. We have something for everyone, young to old, and, yeah, any physical condition. The pool's an option. We have machines upstairs, assisted machines. Again, we just have something for everyone.
And for more information, you always stop by, call, and, of course, online, your website and Facebook page, all the information would be there as well.
Yep, exactly right. Any questions, just stop by, give us a call. Our Facebook, our website are usually updated daily, so check those out.
Joey Mitchell, Executive Director of the Norby Center for Recreation monthly update with more indoors activities starting to pop up. They got something for everyone. Again, give them a call or look at their Facebook page or their website, norbycenter.org. State cross country this weekend. We'll talk with a few area coaches coming up next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Norby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Norby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Norby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and now up, Josh Lean, head volleyball coach for the Huron Tigers. Huron at 8-12, entering the final week of the regular season next week. Two matches to go, one at home with an asterisk and one on the road for a second straight week. Just a one-match week, hosting Mitchell on Tuesday on a senior night. Hard-fought five-set win over Mitchell. And Coach, first thing, and I think we kind of talked about this after it on Tuesday, where, you know, Mitchell came in 3-17, young team, they had struggled, but we knew the records didn't mean a whole lot when Huron Mitchell. We've seen it in football, we've seen it in volleyball the past several years. It's just going to be a tight match because that's a match both teams want.
Yeah, so rivalry, if you will, right? So everybody's going to give their best effort, and I felt on Tuesday we did get Mitchell's best effort. And you know, the hard part about a young team is it's hard to measure how much they're going to grow, because typically speaking, when you've got young players, they grow up faster on a varsity court than some of our more veteran kids. They get better faster. And so we weren't sure what we were going to get. And when we allowed Mitchell to get some confidence in set two, and their hitters, certainly their middles were very involved in that moment. And they had a lot of confidence going, and we had trouble stopping them. I think we only scored 13 points in set two. And luckily we were able to kind of battle back. And at the end of the day, we're happy to come out of there with a win. Even though it wasn't pretty, it gave us plenty of opportunities to come back to the gym this week and really put together practice plans to try to shore up some of those things that were exposed on Tuesday.
You know, and when you look back at it, the first set we blew them out, they were single digits, and then really the rally to win the match began at the end of set four, where we needed it, obviously. We're down 2-1. I think we outscored them 7-1 to end set four and to just carry it over, never really let them get into it in set five.
Right, and so, you know, credit two specific seniors in that moment, you know, Aurora Dreyer and Sam McMoradith, who kind of, you know, put the team on their shoulders at that point, and Jensi did a good job of getting them the ball in space, and Sam really created situations where, you know, Huron Mitchell's middle blockers struggled to keep up with her, and she was moving the ball around and really swinging hard. Aurora came to life. You know, we started throwing everything back at her out of system, and she really did a good job of mixing up her shots, hitting hard, deep barrel balls to each corner, and then mixing it up with that nice little roll shot over the block. And when that came alive at the end of the fourth, we just were able to ride the momentum, and we didn't change tactics starting off on set five. We kept going to Sam and Rory and just continued to let those kids flourish. And then, of course, when you start running away with it, you always worry a little bit as a coach, did we go too fast too soon, because now we're going to relax a little bit. And our kids did a really nice job on senior night just kind of digging their heels in set five and making sure that that score never got back within five or six or whatever it was at that point. Once we stretched it out, we were just able to kind of go point for point and maintain that. So really, really proud of the effort. I think you and I had talked on Tuesday afterwards that the seniors, you know, highlighting them and coming out of the arena in a performing year where we're not going to end the season 500, just not enough season left for us to climb back to that. But the seniors walking out of the arena, legit their last game while they were here in this building with a win was a big deal. And coming against Mitchell just kind of made it a little bit bittersweet. So I'm proud of our seniors and our whole team effort to make sure we came out of there successful.
You know, it was a good team effort, too. You know, the one thing I noticed while you mentioned Sam Agmore-Death and Aurora Dreyer and their contributions, really, if I remember right, and I don't have my stats in front of me because you took them, but I think we had five girls between 8 and 13 kills, so that's still good ball distribution. Everybody had their moments.
It is, and, you know, when I think about that ball distribution, I thought, Chloe did a really nice job. We got her the ball in big moments, and she knew what shots were going to give us the best chance for success, and she hit those shots. She's not going to be the kid who's going to hit 100 mile an hour straight down to the floor. We hope to get her there by next season, to be honest, but right now she's just really doing a good job of hitting the shots that expose the other team's defensive weakness, and that works. And I think she hit 300. She was right there with that 8 or 9 kills. But didn't make a lot of errors, and you can throw Addie Knight into that mix as well. When I think about Allie Davis, who would be the fifth hitter on that list, she's the one who's got to fight just a little bit harder to be successful because she's the one who gets all the absolute junk, right? When our passing is bad and our setter's 20 feet off the net, that ball goes to Allie every time. And although we're really working hard this week and into next to get Allie to continue to be more and more productive on that ball, that's a high error shot. So we want to keep her, we say, in the green or in the positive where she's scoring more points than she's making errors because those balls are really tough. And so credit the whole team, Allie included, who did stay positive. I think if she doesn't stay positive, we have trouble winning that thing. But the girls did a really nice job of just making sure everybody took their job and executed it well enough to be successful.
And one last thing, too, and this is the old man get off my lawn thing, but it's just the way things are in this day and age. It just bothers me, and we're going to see it in basketball, too, this year. We only get to play Mitchell once anymore.
Yeah, so definitely different from the days of ESD where you met up with everybody twice, once in their home court, once on ours, and that day seems to be slowly fading away. Not sure where we're going in the long run here, but it is nice to get those teams twice. I'd love to see, Watertown. I don't think we get, we're not going to get to see them twice. You name it, right? Brandon Valley, all those teams we'd really like to get a chunk at, because I think as we progress in the year, not excluding Mitchell, but including all of the rest, I think we're continuing to really just try. Tuesday was tough on us. We didn't play our best volleyball, but I think over the last month and a half, our kids have really grown. They've grown in their IQ of the game. They've grown in managing scouting reports and managing away trips and all of those things that we want to be a tough out right now, right? We want to be the team that really is. Everybody's looking like, gosh, their record is sub 500, but I'm not sure I want them in a SODAC 16 match. And so really, when we don't get a chance to play some of those other ESD schools twice, I think we miss our chance, right? Brookings and so on. I could keep filling it in, but that is tough. Get off my lawn. I'd like to go back to those days for sure. But really, at this point, this weekend, as we rest our legs and after last week's practices, we're really looking forward to having O'Gorman come to town. They've just moved up into the two spot. We think that according to the film, we've got some things we can do against them and try to be productive and see if we can't make them uncomfortable instead of the opposite being true. So Well, and speaking of being uncomfortable, we're going to play in the middle school gym on Tuesday, as the arena's got a different different thing going on here. So with the voting, but that'll kind of be a neutral site for all of us. We're going to try to get over there, and we got over there to practice on Friday. We're going to try to get over there to practice again on Monday, just to get the home court feel, and then we'll get up and running. So I look forward to this next week, one and done with O'Gorman, and then we can shift our practice plan to Brandon Valley, where we can try to impact. It's going to be tough to impact the seed points at this point significantly, but just to set ourselves up for a SODAC 16 match, we feel that we're going to be able to create a little chaos in. So that's the goal.
And Josh Lean, a head coach of the Huron Tiger volleyball team, joins us here, and you kind of touched on that. We'll go a little bit further at this point in the seeding points. We are at number 14. We'll be on the road for the first time since the SODAC system began, and right now you go 2-0 here in the coming week. I still don't know if we can crawl out of number 14 because there's too much space behind us, too much space ahead of us. So probably there, and then you just kind of look ahead, and even probably one of three teams all in Sioux Falls is probably going to be our opponent, but it may be a week from today, next Saturday, before we know who that opponent is.
Yeah, you know, so you toss, you flip a coin, right? So O'Gorman, Jefferson, Washington, I like my matchups, you know, with each of them, depending on, you know, who we play. You look at the scouting reports and look back to how we performed against them. Jefferson kind of took it to us here on the arena floor a couple weeks ago, played much better in real life than their film showed. And we probably helped them out with that. So, but I thought we competed well against Washington. You know, we'll be tested on Tuesday against O'Gorman, but at the end of the day, we're going to have to play our best volleyball, which I think we're capable of doing without even the promise of it being enough, right? So we're just going to lay it out there. We're going to play hard. It's going to be high risk, high reward. And if it's enough, this is what I tell the girls. If our best is enough, it's going to be enough. But if it's not, then at least we know we did, right? We played our best, and that's where it's going to have to be. Now, when I think about at that moment, kids like Addie and Allie and Sam, and you know, you just keep naming it. Maddie's going to have to be perfect in serve receive. Hilton's going to have 50 digs. Like, we're going to need our best from each kid, and we're capable of it. I'd just be interested to see if I can manage that as the coach, because I think leadership matters. So hopefully we can put our kids in a position to be successful. But like I said, you drive to Sioux Falls this day and age into the Metro Conference, any opponent is going to be difficult to beat. And so hopefully we can just create enough chaos to frustrate them. Maybe we get overlooked a little bit, and you know, if we can steal a set early on accident, and we've had a lot of luck in set ones right now. I mean, I'd be scared to think. I think we're like maybe 14-6 in set ones right now across the season. If we can take a set one, you never know what's going to happen. So we look forward to putting in the appropriate amount of work that gives us at least a chance to get set one. And if we can put a team on its heels, it'd be exciting to see what can happen.
And wrap it up with this, heading into last week of the season. Boy, T just seems like a long time ago. We opened the season against an unfamiliar opponent, got the sweep that night. He had question marks because we knew there were some holes to fill on the roster. And there's been a few peaks and valleys. Bottom line is we've seen the progression. While there's been a few lineup changes, for the most part, we've stuck with this plan at this point. It's just more fine-tuning as much as anything. But, you know, in 2 months, the progress, you want that, and I feel you've had that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I definitely look at our kids, and I look at it by position, right? The big question mark in my mind at the beginning of the season was our setting job. Jensi, I thought, has just grown exponentially this season in both her setting IQ, her ability to process the game at AA varsity speed. Does she have work to do? 100%, we all do. But at this point, I'm really proud of her and her effort. And then I keep looking at kids. Addie Knight was a question mark coming out of, you know, small school. Can she keep up at the AA level? She's been a gem on our floor. And so I've been just really proud of those kids who, I could talk about Maddie being hurt you know, all off season, not getting the same reps as everybody else. And so this is as good as we've gotten. We're going to grit our teeth the way Huron Tigers do, and we're going to play as hard as we can. And if it's enough, we're going to celebrate it and play three more matches at the state tournament. If it's not, we're going to go right back to work, and we're going to get ready. Every kid should be heading to basketball practice. Every kid should be heading to track practice after that, and then we're gonna take them in the summer and just continue to get bigger, faster, stronger, so that next year we're gonna fight our way back into a home SODAC match. So that's where we're at, and we'll look forward to, you know, the final moments with this team, because you never get the same team 2 years in a row. And so I look forward to the final moments with this one, and then we'll posture for next year, but not until then. So appreciate it.
Josh Lean, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball. Tiger girls are 8-12 as they enter the final week of the regular season. Tuesday, final home match of the season, but again, due to the election, the match with O'Gorman will be at the middle school gym. Same starting times as usual, 4:30 for JV, followed by sophomore, and then the varsity. Plan to have it on Tiger. Still going to be working on hookups, see exactly how we can do is, well, we'll be able to get the play-by-play on. It's just more the video stream, and hopefully we can have all that up for you. And then next Thursday on the road to wrap up the regular season at Brandon Valley, and then on to the SODAC 16 the following week. Here on Tiger Football, head coach Drew Strand joins us next on Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We are back on Dakota Sports Saturday, talking with Drew Strand, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers saw their season come to an end, football season, with a loss first round quarterfinals of the 11AA playoff, shut out 35-0 by Watertown. And, coach, I guess, you know, we talked about a quick start for us or just slow them down. And, well, they right away, I think it was their fourth play, they hit that just quick fullback dive, and he's in the end zone by the middle of the first quarter, that 14-0. That just made it difficult for us because we knew we could – it would be hard to come back against them.
Yeah, I mean, they're a pretty powerful team. They're big on both sides of the ball, so I definitely knew going into it we had to control the ball offensively. And, you know, I thought – we did an okay job of that right away, but just couldn't find ways to continue our drives and finish, you know, to get points on the board. And they just came out strong enough, you know, to get that early lead. And it's tough to make points up against a team like that.
You know, and they just seem to mix things up so well. You know, they listed a one primary running back, but he didn't hardly run the ball at all. As they went to the Wenches kid, he had that first touchdown. They had to take their quarterback out. Must have been an injury. I didn't see what happened there, but boy, they didn't miss a count there bringing in their junior quarterback. And you know, like I said, they just look like they're well oiled and focused.
Yep, I mean, we knew kind of going into the game, we heard that their starting quarterback was going to be out, and so, you know, still got to stop. They're definitely powerful in other ways, being able to run the ball. And I thought that quarterback came in for them and did a fantastic job. Even, you know, they mixed it up throwing the ball and trusted him enough. And I thought he did a good job. And we just didn't have the answers, you know, for that game.
You know, and you mentioned, you know, they were just big all around. Well, they have two guys that are going to South Dakota State to play. I know that they're saying up in their press box, there's another kid going to Southwest State, and I imagine there's a few others too, because they had a big senior class and they have a lot of talent there.
Yep, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest senior classes that I've seen this season, and they all worked well together and meshed together. So, you know, hopefully that's kind of a learning curve for our guys and a lot of young guys that we had out there, you know, playing this season. And just kind of going after it and kind of seeing what it looks like when you can put in all those years and all that hard work and see how it well pays off for them. And hopefully our guys can kind of take that into their own consideration moving forward.
You know, when Corky did a count, it was 20 seniors, 21 juniors. That's 41 players out of the top class. Any coach is going to take that.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get that kind of numbers, you know, you're going to have success and you're going to have guys to choose from and just kind of breed that competition within, you know, their own program there. So, you know, hopefully, you know, that's kind of our goal of moving forward is just to continue to get numbers out in this sophomore class that we have coming. There's a lot of kids there, and if we can kind of replicate that moving forward and moving down through our other levels, you know, hopefully we can get there someday as well.
You know, and as far as our plan of attack went on offense, you wanted ball control, just keep that clock rolling. You know, less touches you felt was best for us. And you know, we were doing some different things. We went kind of double tight end with Colby Hofer and Mason Juergens doing a lot of movement before the snap just to try to keep them off. And, you know, we did consume some time. From there, you had mission accomplished. We were almost doubled Watertown in time of possession for the game, just a lot of shifting and stuff, you know, and that was probably, I assume that package was put in kind of a short amount of time.
Yep, I mean, definitely able to, you know, trust those guys a lot. You know, there's a couple extra words, you know, during the week for practice-wise to try to get that in, but then all of a sudden we kind of shored it up and cleaned it up, and our kids did a fantastic job of executing our game plan offensively of, you know, just controlling the clock. Unfortunately, you know, we just couldn't get a drive to get in the end zone, and them guys kind of getting out early on us. But, you know, those things are going to happen, and we're going to have to overcome those things, you know, moving forward to the future. But I thought our guys the other night offensively did a fantastic job of, you know, executing our game plan of controlling the clock. We just couldn't execute well enough just to finish our drives in the end zone.
You know, and give hats off, too, to Landon Holst. He carried the ball a lot. I think I had him for 24 carries. You know, wasn't always getting the results he wanted, but still had 78 yards on the ground. You know, and against a team like that, you're going to take a beating because they're going to be coming after you. The holes were there at times from our O-line as well. So, you know, there were some good things in execution that we did see.
Yep. I mean, with Thackeray out, you know, that kind of hurt us. So Landon kind of just had to go at it with him, with himself, and just stay in, you know, as much as he could, you know, use Bubba when we needed to. But, you know, Landon's a workhorse back there, and he did a fantastic job. And our guys moving around gave us the look to be able to run the ball against them and just be able to control the clock. And that was our plan. You know, we're going in, you know, we're old school football, like my dad would like to call it. We're trying to get 3 yards of play and be able to go forward on fourth and one. And, you know, there was times that it worked and then times where we were kind of sitting behind the chains and had to mix it up a little bit with, you know, the lead that changed that happened early on. And so things like that just kind of, you know, you got to kind of adjust. And I thought our guys did a fantastic job coming out. You know, even in the second half, they came out ready to roll and they never gave up and kept continuing to play.
You know, and defensively, I think we did get caught off guard there with those two early touchdowns there, kind of put us back on our heels a bit. Just didn't seem like we were the aggressive bunch we usually were.
Yep, I thought the same thing. You know, our guys weren't super ready or super into it, you know, but little confusion on some of the calls that we had early on, and then just execution and just not trusting it to happen and just missed tackles again. But, you know, those things are going to happen. We got a lot of young guys out there, first experience in a playoff game. So, you know, it's good for them guys to kind of get their feet wet and understand, you know, what's needed to be done. But, you know, we did I thought those guys really went out there even in the second half, and they just continued to play and get up every play no matter what happened.
You know, and as you look back at it, you know, and I've kind of pounded this with you every week, you know, we wind up the season 4-6, but from point A to point 10 basically, I don't think I've seen a Tiger team improve more in one given season. Now, granted, we knew there was a lot of room for that just because of the youth we started, the inexperience we started, but you know what, if you're not improving, then something's wrong. So from that standpoint, these kids did answer.
Yep, I thought those guys did a great job, you know, of this season of really fitting in and continuing to grow as the season went. Now, you know, hopefully moving forward, they don't settle, you know, for where they're at now and where it ended, and they just continue to grow and continue to work in the off season and get, you know, faster, bigger, stronger. You know, I know a lot of them kind of look at some of those guys on the other side and, you know, just kind of ask themselves, and, you know, hopefully that gets them into the weight room and gets them, you know, being one of those guys that other people are talking about in the future.
And then one other thing, too, as we get set to wrap it up here, one thing I was thinking, too, and actually the last couple of weeks, you know, four wins, which, you know, was good for where we were at the beginning of the season. And the other thing, you kind of lose in the shuffle, two of those four wins, we were down two scores, came back and got the win.
Yep, and, you know, I've kind of looked at that all season. You know, I'm super proud of these kids and how they continued to fight every game, no matter the outcome was. I just got done talking with another coach in our AA class, and we were just kind of going back and forth about, you know, how their team is physical and super physical, and he said the same thing about Huron, you know, and that goes back to our kids and, you know, what they do out on the field and just showing the respect about both teams and just, you know, hats off to our kids for, you know, getting that acknowledgement of, you know, no matter what the outcome is, you know, our kids get up each and every play and they fight hard no matter what, and they just continue to grow, and those are good things to build off of and changing the culture here in Huron.
So we'll have one more interview coming up next week where we'll highlight the seniors and just kind of look what's ahead. But we'll just wrap it up with this. I'm not going to make you make any predictions here. But, you know, that Final Four in 11AA, Brookings at Watertown, Pierre at Yankton. If I would have told you that at the beginning of this season, you said, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking too. Maybe the seedings would be a little different. But bottom line, you know, those are probably the four teams that should be there. I don't think there's been any upsets to this point. And whoever does get to the Dome, even if it's the two road teams, I don't know that I would call that an upset even at the end of the day.
Yep. I mean, honestly, you know, with how this season's gone, it's kind of unfolded now, you know, now that we're in the playoffs. But, you know, all four of these teams that have made it, you know, I'd stick a couple more in there that, you know, aren't there that could be. You know, it's just that's been AA this season, and, you know, those guys are going to continue to do things that they do well and just see who shows up that night. You know, I know a couple of these games were close last time they played each other, so whichever teams do end up making it to the finals, it should be an impressive showing and, you know, a really good game for either team that gets there. And like you said, it's no upset for whichever two make it out of the four.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Tigers fall to Watertown Thursday night, 35-0 in the quarterfinals. The 11AA football playoffs to end their season at 4-6. We'll hear one last time from Coach Strand next week. Talk about the senior group and what's ahead for Huron Tiger football after a season of vast improvement from beginning to end. Up next, Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.